how funding follows high-tech weaponry.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The Pentagon won't say what they are, but the Air Force has now officially designated six technologies as weapons. The news agency Reuters reports the vice commander of the Air Force Space Command telling a conference, quote, "This means that the game-changing capability of cyber is going to get more attention and the recognition it deserves. Recognition and money, since military budgets tend to favor weapons." Andrea Shalal-Issa is a correspondent for Reuters.
So at the same time that there is this mounting pressure and competition for resources within the Air Force budget, within the Pentagon budget, the U.S. government and intelligence agencies are reporting an exponential growth in the number of cyber attacks on U.S. government networks.
And she says putting the weapons label on certain cyber systems is about making computer warfare mainstream inside the Pentagon.
It's all about normalizing, I think, from the military's point of view, that this is a warfighting domain, they call it, along with air, land, sea, and space, and now cyberspace. This was something that the U.S. government kind of announced like a couple of years ago that they were moving in this direction, but this is one more step towards sort of normalizing these weapons.
If funding follows cyber warfare technology, it also is attracting talent. Professor John Moore is head of the Math and Computer Science Department at the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina.
It's been growing quite a bit. To really become a specialist in cybersecurity, it takes a pretty strong technical background, and not everybody wants to go through that level, but there's a lot of interest in that. I mean, people respond to the needs of the United States, the needs of the military, and of course, you know, where the funding is, and there's simply a lot of need and a lot of funding in that area at the moment.
Moore says there's a cybersecurity career path in the military now that can lead to the rank of four-star general. The U.S. Navy has just used a laser to shoot down a test drone aircraft. The prototype reportedly cost about $31 million, but the Navy says it only costs a dollar each time it's fired. In a report last month, the Congressional Research Service was bullish on laser weapons, but noted an Achilles heel. They might not work well in clouds or fog.